Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you know, Hebrew Israelite, returning to Yah. Hallelujah. Toda Yah, for all your mercies. Israelite men, stand up, stand tall. Give praises to the Most High. Stand up, lead your nation. All eyes on you.
Teach young, O Hebrew men, teach young, yeah, for this nation is rough and winding, and its road is rugged and steep.
Be sure to guard yourself.
Radio show. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about spiritual warfare, having the eyes to see. In a time when the fire is on and the fulfillment of prophecy, who is going to stand like the Messiah? Who is going to be able to discern the righteousness from the unrighteousness? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And if you feel free to call in if you have any questions. We want to hear from you. The phone number here is 319-527-6302. And with me today is my brother over there in the Spain land. Talk to us, Ak. How you feeling?
Hey, hallelujah, hey, shalom family, hallelujah, shalom our king, shalom elders, how do you feel, how do you be, how do you do? I feel it as well, man, and hey, Aki, I'm feeling blessed, man, hallelujah, I'm feeling blessed, because hey, man, hallelujah, first of all, with some breathing, hallelujah, of this truth, Yah, Yehoshua, know who I am as the child of Israel, hallelujah, but also, Yehoshua said, when you're persecuted for my name's sake, man, hey, you know, blessed are you, right? Because your reward in the heavens is great. So,
that's right,
man. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah! I feel good, Aki. How you feeling out, huh? How you be out,
man? I'm blessed, Aki. Man, I can't complain. You know, hey, I'm just trying to continue doing Yah's will and be in His way. Yeah, that's all I can say, man.
Okay.
Hallelujah, man.
Hallelujah.
And so with that being said, I hope everyone out there is being blessed as well. You know, we all have our ups and downs, and we are in those dark times of the year. If you're checking this out in the archives, you know, it is December. We're coming around on that old pagan holiday that they call Christmas. And so we know the truth about those things. And so, you know, we just prepare ourselves spiritually and mentally and Hey, you know, hey, it talks about, that's what we're talking about today, is this spiritual warfare. What are we going to need? Where do we stand? And what's it going to take for us to be strong people of Yah? So, yeah, so how you want to kick it off, huh?
Hey, all right, well, hey, let's turn to the word of Yah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, Aki. Ephesians chapter 6. Let me do, Father, if you will, turn with us too, man. Ephesians chapter 6. Verses 11 to 17. Hallelujah. All right.
Hey, I gotta say, man, I'm actually flipping through scriptures right now, Aki, because you know, I had got away from it for a little while because you know the phones and tablets and everything make it so easy to just go to it on a tablet or whatnot. But I had to pull out the book, man. I had to brush the dust off, man, and flip those pages again. So, hey, hallelujah. Go ahead, Aki.
Okay. Old school, man. Hallelujah, man. But here we go, man. Here we go, fam. It says, put on the complete armor of Yah for you to have power to stand against the schemes of the devil. Oh, boy. Because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against authorities, against the world rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual matters of wickedness in the heavens. Because of this, take up the complete armor of Yah, so that you have power to withstand in the wicked day, having done all to stand. Stand, then, having girded your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having fitted your feet with the preparation of the good news of peace. Above all, having taken up the shield of belief, with which you shall have power to quench all the burning arrows of the wicked one. Take also the helmet of deliverance, with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yah. Hallelujah. So, I wanted to read that scripture, Ephesians 6, verses 11 to 17, and we all should be familiar with that scripture, given that we've been in the way for some time now, because we know that we always say, you know, in our community, in our family, here in Israel Heritage, and any, you know, righteous messianic house of Israel, you know, it's important to wear the full armor of Yah. Because, of course, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spirits. Now, the Ark said in verse 11, you know, take up the complete armor of Yah, so we have power to stand against all the schemes of the devil, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, this show today is called Spiritual Warfare. And in within the word, well, within the phrase spiritual warfare, you've got two words which are basically like the compound words to that word, basically the word that is the real, the two words that really stand out within that phrase altogether. So spiritual warfare, you've got spirit and war. You see what I'm saying? You've got spirit and war, and then the rest of the finish of the rest of the word, you've got true and fair, right? So you've got spirit and war. So already, which we've been saying, spiritual warfare is letting you know what you're up against. You know what I'm saying? We're up against something, a spirit. We're up against something, you know, with war, man. This is serious. And before we, just to break the ice and to get into roll the ball, get into the show, just to gain an understanding of what we're dealing with, because it's just like, listen, if we're dealing with spirits, fam, we got to look back to when this spirit wanted, what spirit we're wrestling against, and when did this war begin? Because if we don't understand what spirit we're wrestling against and when this war began, then we can read that scripture all day long, but still fall victim in the warfare. You see what I'm saying? Because we have no knowledge, we have no understanding, we have no comprehension of what we're fighting against. For example, no man will go to war unprepared. You know, okay, I'm going to go against the United States of America Army, but or something mad like this, right? That's an example. But then I'm only taking two men with me, and we're only taking about 100 rounds of ammo. Well, I'm going to go against, you know, for our country to go to war, but you know, I know the army's had a standing army, but I'm only taking a certain amount of ammo with me, and, you know, just little intel, I'm going to go straight in head first. Man, that'd be the most foolish move to make, right? So,
right.
I'm going to lose. So, family, spirit, when did this war begin? We know that HaShaitan, or Satan, or before he fell, his name was Lucifer, was the messianic high priest in heaven, second in charge to Yah. He was the cherubim angel that covered, right? And because of his rebellion, he was ousted out of his position. You see what I'm saying? He lost his position. And of course, from when he was ousted out from his position, family, listen to this. When he was ousted out from his position, through his rebellion, through his choice not to choose to serve Yah, that instigated war against Yah. So through his rebellion, by not choosing to serve Yah, instigated war against Yah and everything that stood for righteousness. You understand? And then, of course, you had all the angels that was under him. He took a third with him. You see what I'm saying? And then that instigated basically the spirit war. So now he had a class of angels called, well, he had a division. Well, now he had a class of angels where, meaning he had the good angels and now he had evil angels, right? The righteous angels and the unrighteous. So now this is the warfare that's been going on for a very long time. And this happened in the beginning. Meaning, before Yah ever created day one on planet Earth, you know, when Yah said in the beginning, Yah created the heavens and the earth. Somewhere between that time period before Yah said, let light come to be, Satan fell. Now, in the spirit world, 1,000 years, right, in our time is one day to Yah, right? So we don't know how long it was, you know, we don't know that time period between when Yah said, you know, let light come to be, between in the beginning and between day one. That time could be for such a long time, we don't know. Hallelujah. But what we do know is that Satan did fall, right? So my point is, family, that Satan fell, and he's been at war with the righteous spirits for a very long time. This warfare that we see between the good and the evil has been happening for, it's an ancient war. It is an ancient war. Do you understand? It is ancient. This isn't something which has happened yesterday because you felt whatever. Nah, this war has been happening for a very long time before you was even born.
Right.
So now here we go. Man is born. We fast forward to all the way past when Adam sinned or whatever have you. And now here we are in this day. This war is still happening. The choice between righteousness or the choice of a choice between righteousness or unrighteousness. Do you understand? So if you know that this our adversary, you know, HaShaitan, the devil, Satan, the serpent, right? The red dragon, the father of lies, have been warring against Malachim, righteous Malachim of Yah for centuries, millenniums, right? Causing even perfect men who would once who knew no sin, like Adam, to fall. Causing strong men like David to fall. Causing, you know, brothers who were meant to be right by the side of Yehoshua the Messiah, Kepha, Judas, to fall. Causing the great nation of Israel to fall. Right? If we know that this is the warfare, this adversary, you know, he is obviously, of course, he's a warrior, then why aren't we more equipped, so to speak, or why are we more discerning or aware or taking into comprehension the heaviness of the spiritual warfare that we're actually stepping into? Because we're born into this warfare, family. You see what I'm saying? Because like I say, this warfare between the good spirit and the evil spirit has been happening before we was even born. And we've been born into this. Especially since at the fall of Adam, we have been born into this. So we got to take heed and get an understanding, like just from that little introduction part, just to get an understanding, like, okay, wait a minute. If this war has been happening from before me, and this is what this spirit is doing with righteous spirits, man, I've got to take heed. He's the one that deceived the whole world. I need to take heed. You understand? I need to know Yah. I need to know Yehoshua the Messiah. Because if I don't, I've already lost in this spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. Hey, what you got to bring to the table, Aki? What have you got? Hallelujah.
That was a great breakdown of that. Great explanation.
Okay.
I want to definitely... what you were speaking of in terms of the fruit of the Spirit.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, not the fruit of the Spirit. We're going to touch on that here in a minute. But as far as putting on the whole armor of Yah.
Okay.
For one, just let me say that we often get caught up. I mean, we often forget that we are at war, that it is a warfare, that it is a spiritual warfare.
There you go.
We get caught up in the things that we see in front of us. Ooh. We get caught up in the material. We get caught up in the flesh on flesh conflict. When the scriptures tell us, hey, we don't war against flesh and blood. We're the children of Israel. We're supposed to see things differently. We're supposed to handle things differently according to the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
So we have an obligation to handle these things according to the Spirit. But we all, too often, it seems like we get frazzled in times of turbulence, in times of you know, embattlement, right? We find ourselves getting kind of complacent, forgetting who we are, because we are an impatient people.
That's right.
Sometimes we forget that, hey, you know, that we forget about those weapons of warfare.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So therefore, we diminish our own strength. There's so many things that we do, that we as a people do, and we want to blame the devil. You know, we want to blame everybody else, but we're not looking at who we are as a people. We're not looking at our individual selves. So we're going to get deeper into this here in a little bit here. We often forget the power of our own righteousness. Right? We forget it because we're not bearing forth the whole armor of Yah. We don't spiritually put that on upon ourselves. It says, "Stand then, having girded your waist with truth."
There you go.
So, which means we have to stand for truth and not a lie, right?
Woo!
We have to stand for truth and not wickedness.
There you go.
Right. So, if we're going to be a part of this spiritual warfare and be an effective warrior in it, against the enemy, right? Then we first have to know how to determine what truth is and how to stand for it.
Oh my
Gird your waist with that. And what does it say next? It says you have to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Right? We forget what righteousness is sometimes. Not that we know what righteousness is, but we'll forget in our day-to-day actions. Sometimes we'll let certain things slide, or we'll accept certain things Mm-hmm. But you know it's unclean. Uncleanness, mm-hmm. uncleanness is not right.
Mm-hmm.
It's acceptable to the flesh.
There you go.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But we are supposed to be the people of the Spirit, walking as the children of Israel, of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't understand how powerful that is.
Mm-hmm.
To be a messianic people who know the name, know to do the command.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we allow the flesh to get in our way. This is nothing new.
Okay.
Even in Egypt we did this.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Egypt we did things that were contrary.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Even in the wilderness we did things. When Yah brought us out of Egypt, we did
mm-hmm.
things that were contrary. We continue to break and do things our way. And outside
mm-hmm.
of the Spirit of Yah, which He gave me, and which He gave us,
mm-hmm.
we want to be an effective people in spiritual
mm-hmm.
warfare. We know what to do. We know. But there's a few
mm-hmm.
things that I have listed. A few things
mm-hmm.
that we neglect.
Mm-hmm.
A few things that we're not doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
What's the number one thing that we need to do?
Mm-hmm.
Number one thing is that we need to do is we need to be a people of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to Yah, communicating with Him,
mm-hmm.
right? Knowing, understanding the power between the communication between you and the
mm-hmm.
Almighty, asking
mm-hmm.
for things, the spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being strengthened by Yah.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, it says, watch, stand
mm-hmm.
fast in the belief. Be men and be strong.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got to stand firm in our faith, in our belief in Yah. We have to get on our knees and we have to be
mm-hmm.
and we have to pray to Yah. We have to do the things of the Spirit, because Yah is spiritual.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's just one thing, you know. Yeah, we are praying people. We know the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, but we have to be on one accord as well, right?
Okay.
What's another thing that we gotta resist the flesh. We gotta resist the lust of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just talking about sexual lust. I'm talking about any type of desire for any physical thing that you will eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Put before yourself, before say if anything that you put before yourself, I mean, that you put before Yah, that you put before the duty, anything that you put before the spiritual thing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So if you are, you know, I mean, in the scriptures talk has a whole entire list of things that are
mm-hmm.
fleshly lust. Which can be
mm-hmm.
money,
mm-hmm.
right? Material thing. For some people,
mm-hmm.
it's food,
mm-hmm.
right? For some people, it is sex. And that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, that's just one of those things that we, as human beings, tend to fall weak.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be a warrior in this spiritual warfare, can't allow yourself to fall to such, you know, wickedness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The whole point is to be effective in the spiritual warfare.
Absolutely.
An effective warrior, one who can be used, one who can be called upon and sent out to go do a duty.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what weakens you is when you allow Satan to creep in and influence you.
Mm.
What happens is you allow Satan to come and influence you and bring these things to you, and you fall for it. And now your blessing is diminished.
Mm-hmm.
Your strength leaves you. The
mm-hmm.
weight behind your words leaves. And people begin to not be able to hear from you like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
People don't look at you the same. that one point in time where when we walk into a store or we walk into a facility and it seems like, you know, Yah's anointing is upon you, and it's like, you know, people move out of the way for you, you know, whatever. You know, it seems like that. It would seem like that leaves you because you are no longer walking in that. That spirit is leaving because you allow certain things of the flesh to diminish, to stifle you. Right? So there's so many things, man, that we got to look at. We need to pray more, and we need to resist the flesh. We need to resist the lust of the flesh. Those are two things that keep you, make you an ineffective warrior. I'm going to touch on another thing. I'm going to hand the mic back to you, and I want to get into a couple of scriptures here in a minute and talk about some things as well.
Hey, Kane, absolutely, man. Yeah, excellent points made mention of, man, because, I mean, I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, just going down from verse 17, where we last left off. And it says, praying at all times with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching in all perseverance and supplication for all the set-apart ones. And like you said, man, hey, you know, prayer, man. Prayer is one of the most essential things, man. If not, you know, as well as with the obedience to Yah's laws and commandments, of course, but prayer is essential. You know, prayer is essential, especially in spiritual warfare, that communication, man. You know, any army that goes to war has a general that's leading, that has a chain of command which goes out over generals or lieutenants or whatever have your commanders. You know, they have that line of communication, so they know what they ought to do. And in spiritual warfare, man, we definitely sometimes we try to go into the battle without Yah, because we fought, like you said, we allow the desires of the lust of the flesh to overtake our mindset. So pride creeps in. Well, I'm big and I'm bad, I'm tough and I'm, you know, hey man, you know, I'm this and I'm that, because instead of allowing the power of Yah to continue to rule us and lead us in the direction that we need to go, we allow ourselves to get in the way, and our arrogance or ego to get in the way, and then that blinds us really from what Yah really is taking us, man, you know. Because we've got the argument, a bit of focus on power. Instead of using that power for righteousness, they start to use the power for unrighteousness. But then still saying it's Yah, though. You see what I'm saying? Still saying it's Yah, still saying it's called by Yah, whatever have you, but it's no longer the same. It's ego and pride now. You know what I'm saying? And Yah's not, that's them spirits are not off Yah. It's simple, straight up. Them spirits are off the adversary, the devil. You know? And that's what the devil does. He's about ego. He's about pride, man. He's not about order. He's about disorder. So then because of the prayer, because of that communication that ain't staying up, or even when you do pray, you're not praying with belief or ask with the right intention, and the prayers are even before the Father, man, that communication line is chopped. So now, you know, hey, you're open for attack, you're open for demonic possession. And, you know, family, spirits, listen, right now, each and every one of us that's listening to the show, or as me and Archie Mordecai speak about the show, there's frequencies that are traveling around us. Okay, I have Wi-Fi on in this house that I'm at now. My brothers, I have Wi-Fi on to connect to this PC. Now, if anyone knows anything about Wi-Fi, you know it's a signal that's basically broadcasted from a router that is, but you know, basically pulsating signal coming out from the router at a certain frequency, a certain vibration, and basically passes through walls, it passes through metal, and, you know, my PC, you know, it connects to this signal, this airwave, this frequency in the air. But this frequency that's passing through this router can pass through walls. It can pass through near enough everything, right? And then my PC can connect to it. So that means this frequency is passing through my mind. This is how spirits are, family. You understand? This is how spirits, this is how these energies are. They have influence behind them. You see? They can pass it out. I can't remember one of the books that is in, but it's in one of the Cedar Pickerings. And I believe it's in Baruch. I have a Testament of Baruch, I believe, or Sedrach. A Testament of Sedrach or the Testament of Baruch in one of the Cedar Pickerings. And he said, listen, man, you know, who can wrestle against him, man? Satan can enter the force of men like smoke. And this is what I'm saying. It's just like sometimes we undervalue, well, we undermine, and we don't pay enough attention to the spiritual aspects of things. We get caught with looking at the physical too much, not recognizing that everything has a spiritual significance. You know, especially when it comes to operation of men. Men are just vessels. We either used by a righteous spirit or unrighteous spirit. And Yah says, by the fruits you shall know them. Now, Yah's word never contradicts itself. You understand? So when you see some unrighteousness taking place, but they're saying Yah, when you see you know, a disorder taking place that's not of Yah, that's not the way Yah says, according to the order that he stated in his word, then you're looking at an unrighteous fruit, and you're looking at an unrighteous tree, you're looking at unrighteous spirit in operation to do battle, to do damage, right? To attack, to do battle, to afflict, to cause offense, right? To cause trouble. These are the attributes of demons. That's their attribute. So when you see these attributes within a person, whether they're saying Yah or not, they are demonically possessed, period. You see what I'm saying? They're demonically possessed. Now, let's touch on something real quick, right? Let's touch on something, because this is a show about spiritual warfare, man, having these eyes to see. So we can have the, not having, you know, physical eye, but the spiritual eyes. Because we all have to have this with ourselves and with what's around us. Otherwise, we're, that's it. Kiss your walk by. You know what I'm saying? If we can't have spiritual walk, if we can't have the eyes to see, concerning the spiritual, kiss your walk by, man. Your walk don't exist. I'm sorry, but I'm going to say it just like it is and just like that. If you cannot see wickedness for wickedness and righteousness for righteousness, your walk don't exist. And I'll say it just like that because even Yah says it. Yah says, listen, the reason why you guys can't see or whatever happens when you know you can't see righteousness for righteousness or unrighteousness for unrighteousness is because your heart's in rebellion to Yah anyway. Ezekiel chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Israel have ears to hear, but they do not hear. Eyes to see, but they do not see. Right? Because they are rebellious people. Right? So you can see everything with your physical eyes. You can see all the colors, the sun, the moon. You can hear the words. You can hear me speaking. But then you still can't recognize unrighteous for unrighteousness and righteous for righteousness. You still can't make the correct choice to discern, like the ark said in the beginning. You still can't make the correct choice to stand for the truth. Why? Because you have not the eyes to see, nor the ears to hear, because your heart is in rebellion. And I speak volumes about your character and your war. That's why you agree with wickedness, thinking that you agree with righteousness. Yah's order is all to stand for truth. So whenever we see the truth not being manifested, we are not to be in agreement with it, nor in association, because how can light and darkness work together at the same time? It doesn't. So the point I'm going to get to is this. Satan and the demons, the fallen angels, they enter the force of men like a smoke. And this is what I'm saying. These entities that we're wrestling against, they go up against. Listen, if you have seen Micaiah, the archangel, right? If Yah were to show Micaiah in his fullest esteem, right, without the protection of Yah, your skin will set on fire, your eyes will melt out of your eye socket, your brain will explode, you know, you will turn to dust when you stand. That's how powerful the archangel Micaiah is, okay? He's a powerful angel. He is the chief of Yah's host, the chief of Yah's army, right? He's a powerful archangel. This is who Satan makes war against, even in the last days, with his angels against Micaiah and his angels, right? Of course, they lose, because, of course, Satan's angels are limited in power, of course. They don't have all the power, but they're limited in power. But the point is that he can make war. He makes war with them. He isn't like what the Christians teach, how he's locked away in the prison and this, that, and the third. In fact, the only way to have power over Satan is your obedience to Yah. It's to stand for the truth. It's to know what righteousness is, the garden of that application of Yah's law. Deuteronomy 6, verse 24 to 25. That's what righteousness is. So if we aren't doing this, we're not standing for the truth, then we stand no chance against the adversary, right? Who once knew the truth and was of the truth, perfect in the truth, right? So we can't come into this basically naive. We can't come into this ignorant. We can't come into this thinking that we got it locked down and now we boss. Now we, oh man, I'm Israelite now. I'm Israelite. Yeah, okay. Right? Because the same Israelites that deny Yah, the same Israelites that deny Yah today, right? The same Israelites that killed the prophets, the same Israelites that killed the prophets today. Right? Hallelujah. The same Israelites that want Barabbas is the same Israelites that want Barabbas today. Right? And this is what Satan will get you doing if you're not guarding your heart, guarding your mind. Now, why did I say guarding your heart and guarding your mind? Because like I say, these spirits can enter your thoughts like a smoke, for example. Right? If you ever thought of time, I'm going to be real. I'm going to perform as real as I can with the show because it was required, man. Hallelujah. Have you ever thought, for example, you could have seen a situation, right? You may be in a situation with a brother, you may be in a situation with a sister, or even your wife or whatever, you know, whomever it may be, man. Hallelujah. And you saw a situation a certain way, but it's not the way you saw it wasn't the correct way. That perception was, that perception was, you know, the wrong way of perceiving it, you know. And if you didn't ask the question or to check, you know what, when you said this word, did you mean it like this? Or when you did that, what was your intentions, man? Because that looked off to me, right? If you don't check, right, if you don't check with this person or check with the situation, if you don't check that, then demons or four angels are going to play with that on your mind. This is how they enter in. This is how these spirits operate. They operate through thought, right? They enter the mind through thought, through word, or through like for an image. So you could think negatively of a brother. Oh man, oh why you gotta be talking for so long for, man? Oh yo, why do you sound like this, man? Oh yo, that's a thought, that's a word, that's an image, right? That's how they enter. Oh, why are you trying to be so deep for? That's an image, right? Because I'm not trying to be deep at all, but this is the image that they come through in the mind, right? Now, if you don't check that, that's the negative image that they got access to. Now, they got a key to your mind. Okay, then, you think yo speaks for too long. That's a negative image you got in your mind. So now, when more negativity exists concerning, now, when more negativity spring up concerning that person, but could have that negative image that you've got in your mind from that demon entering in a cult, bringing that negative image, then guess what? It brings seven more with him. You see? This is the spiritual warfare we're facing. This is why we've got to remain guarded. The art said we've got to stand for truth. This is how we guard our minds, family. Because that's what it's all about. They want your mind. They have your mind, they have your body, they have control of your whole being. But if we don't guard our minds, man, for example, when entering through that certain word or that certain feeling or that certain thought or that certain image, when they're entering through that, if we don't check, if we don't rebuke that at the door with truth, then they have a key into your mind. And all it takes is that's a seed being planted in your mind and it's growing. And all it takes is for more or negativity to come in and come in and come in, and it's going to build, going to build, and it's going to build until one day you're going to come out. And that next thing you know, now you're against that person who you've got a negative image against or a negative vibe against now. Now you're against them. Because from the beginning, you had a negative feeling towards that person, a negative image towards that person, or a negative word in your mind towards that person, or a negative thought towards that person. And now when the negativity builds up, now you respond with the negative because that's where your mind stays, with the negative. And this is spiritual warfare, family. This is why we've got to be able to decipher between truth and lies. What's of Yah and what's not of Yah. Because at the end of the day, we're going to have to give an account for all of this that's taking place. You see? And that's what I say, I can testify myself the fact that, listen, man, it's been some time where I thought my wife was doing something in a certain way. Woman, man, what is this, man? You know, she could have tried to help me. But then I proceed in a negative way, and I'm like, hey, man, wait a minute. Are you trying to leave? What is this, man? They're like, no, I'm trying to help you because this is down the third. You said this. Oh, yeah. Wow. You see? Just like that, that image could be put into your mind. And then if I didn't check it or if I didn't question or just left it, I would be, she's my wife. Jezebel, man. And that's it, man. And it builds up. And that's it. Game over. You see? And that happens daily. This happens daily. This could be something where, again, it could be you could be listening to a lesson. All of a sudden, you don't want to listen to the lesson anymore for whatever reason, because you're too convicted. All of a sudden, now you don't want to be around this person or whomever you may use to fellowship with. Now you don't want to be around this person anymore for whatever reason. You don't want to see them no more. You see, these things that we've got to check, this is daily, man. This is we've got to guard our minds, family. That's the main message of the what I'm trying to say to you right now. We've got to guard our minds, but that's how they enter in. They enter in through an image. They enter in through a thought. They enter in through a word, through a feeling. And if you don't check that feeling, you don't check that whatever it is, that wickedness, then when more wickedness surrounds the image of whatever, whomever you have, you're going to side with the unrighteousness. That's exactly how it is. That's why when you see the fruit of unrighteousness growing and more unrighteousness comes out with it, then don't be surprised. Because they all have negative images in the first place. So spirit connects with spirit, man. And this is how these demons operate. You see what I'm saying? If you're a troublemaker in your heart and you've got troubling thoughts about different people, then when trouble arises, who are you going to side with? Huh? Are you going to side with Yah, with righteousness, of peace? Or are you going to side with trouble? Makes sense of it, man. You see? It's not hard. When you have the spiritual eyes, it's not hard to see at all who is for Yah and who isn't. You see what I'm saying? It's not hard to see at all, man, because you just read the spirit, read the attributes, and read what's taking place, and hey, man, you got your answer. You see? And like the art said, man, prayer, man, prayer goes a long way, because again, this is how you're going to be able to get those negativities off the heart, off the mind. Because it's an attack, you know? And through prayer, through fasting, you're going to be able to cast that demon off you, man. That demon could be envy. That demon could be jealousy. That demon could be self-conceit. Or conceits altogether. Hallelujah. That demon could be sadness. That demon could be heaviness. That demon could be, want to be seen or whatever it is. That's the spirit. You got to cast that off you, man, with the spirit of truth. And know the desire of Yah. Make sure you desire that with Yah so you can stand, you know. And put Yah first and get rid of self, because that's the side. The hey, man, self will get you killed in the battlefield. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, what you got to bring, RQ? What more you got to add out? Let's go. Let's roll with this, man. What more you got to RQ?
Hey. Mouthful there.
Self-control, like we talked about a little bit earlier. So all these things are going to be, you know, we're dealing with the spiritual warfare, how to be strong men and women of Yah in dealing with this. But here's one important thing that I think that men and women need to be careful of is you know, we got to be careful not to be men pleasers. This too will also start for you. I'm going to tell you how.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture talks about this. See, this is going to stifle your spirit. It stifles your ears. It can stifle your ears to a point that you can only hear a person's voice and you're not able to hear from Yah. So we gotta remember that and the things that we do as we're trying to strengthen ourselves to be strong men and women of Yah, that's another aspect of it. We can become men pleasers, thinking that we have to get the approval of man.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need, you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Let me just read the script.
Go ahead. Let me
just read the script. And we just, this is what we're talking about here. It says, it is better to take refuge in Yah than to trust in man. Right? That's Psalms 118 and 8. The scriptures tells us to study to show ourselves approved so that way we don't become weakened. So that way we become well enough in verse in the word just in case we don't have, you know, a teacher around, or we don't have these type of situations around, we're able to stand. Why? Because righteousness starts in your household. Righteousness starts with you. Righteousness starts with the thing that you do. You need to gird up. Men need to gird up in the spiritual warfare and be willing and ready to take part in it. Yah has called each and every one of us to be, you know, we are a priestly nation. So we have to be able to take part and study to show ourselves approved. Looking first unto Yah. And read one more here. Galatians 10:1. I'm sorry, 1:10. Galatians 1:10. It's for do I now persuade men or Yah? Or do I speak to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Messiah. So we have to maintain that strength of being a bondservant of Messiah first. Before we go and try to put our strength in some flesh, which dies. Matter of fact, that brings me to one last script. Out of Psalms 146:3, it says, don't put your trust in human leaders. No human can save you. When they die, they return to the dust. On that day, all their plans come to an end. So we have to be careful where we place our own selves and our own belief and our own walk, because at the end of the day, we're going to have to be the ones that have to stand in the end before Yah and give an account for our own lives and actions. We can't count on someone else. We can't count on someone else to get us there. You know, hey, hallelujah, man. With that, man, you know, I think we're coming around on a break here. We're going to take a couple minutes and play a couple tunes. Did you have anything you want to add to that?
Hey, man. Let's let Aki. I'll wait till we get back. Let's finish the prayers out. And then, hey, man, hey, let's roll with this. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So, hey, fam, the caller number is 319-527-6302. It's the caller number for you. Let's ring in and let's hear your point of view, man. That's 319-527-6302. And this is the Mighty Men of Yah spiritual, this is the Mighty Men of Yah radio show, part of the Israelite Heritage Radio Network. Tonight's show is Spiritual Warfare. Have a nice to see. We'll see you right back after this commercial break.
In the dark, almost confidential. Those are prominent, bow to monuments. They think the consequences are inconsequential, but they're mistaken. It's repayment for their craziness. Don't believe in God, so they think that I'm an atheist. No surprise with men, y'all reside within. You haven't started living till you died to sin. And you can witness my emergence from a person living foolish. Now I strive to be a servant. People that I'm cool with tell them times are truly urgent, but they looking at me stupid. Keep it moving, no deterrent. I have the same weakness that Solomon had. Use his example so it won't knock me off from my path. I had to make a change. They thought I'd never do it, and now they looking shocked like they've been electrocuted. My friends got a problem with me cause I'm hardly seen. They think I'm going crazy on that Charlie Sheen. He on that chosen people yacht up, that's Brother Riley. Get a straight jacket, send him to Shutter Island. All because I decided to follow what's right. I'm walking down a lonely road, I follow the light. I wanna see you in the fold, it's time to unite. If you ain't already know, it's Torah for life. My past associates was living inappropriate, so I had to break off the union like Soviet. Finding those who notice this is highly unusual, like looking up in the sky, seeing the UFO. But that's a message for a later date. They asking questions, I address them, set the record straight. Like when we have our festivals, why don't you celebrate? Because they pagan and the worst they got to separate. See my tassels and beard, so they look at me weird. Like something wrong with them, what's going on with them? Cause he ain't getting drunk and he ain't partying. Must be some kind of monk or Rastafarian. Well, I'm actually neither, just another believer. That's the boy in the traps of the master deceiver. That's why I stand watch. The devil try to make my mind his playground, but I kicked him out my sandbox. My friends got a problem with me cause I'm hardly seen. They think I'm going crazy on that Charlie Sheen. He on that chosen people yacht up, that Brother Riley. Get a straight jacket, send him to Shutter Island. All because I decided to follow what's right. I'm walking down a lonely road, I follow the light. I wanna see you in the fold, it's time to unite. If you ain't already know, it's Torah for life. My friends got a problem with me cause I'm hardly seen. They think I'm going crazy on that Charlie Sheen. He on that chosen people yacht up, that Brother Riley. Get a straight jacket, send him to Shutter Island. All because I decided to follow what's right. I'm walking down a lonely road, I follow the light. I wanna see you in the fold, it's time to unite. If you ain't already know, it's Torah for life. My friends got a problem with me cause I'm hardly seen. They think I'm going crazy on that Charlie Sheen. He on that chosen people got up, that Brother Wiley. Get a straight jacket, send him to Shutter Island. All because I decided to follow what's right. I'm walking down a lonely road, I follow the light. I wanna see you in the fold, it's time to unite. If you ain't already know, it's your rock for life.
track and I spit it like venom. If your demons get in my way, they're gonna get injured. A verbal assault cause I'm nice with this truth. Chasing demons to flight cause I was marked from my youth. You hear my voice of the many waters. Every time they get close, be prepared for a freaking slaughter. And like a butcher, I chop them demons up, leave them all on the ground like they were drunk throwing up. I get this truth all flowing through your soul. Have you praising Abba Yah till you're out of control? Who's the contender? Satan's going to sin, though he gives them cold shoulders like they are his worst friend. A straight menace on this freaking mic. When I open up my mouth, you hear the sword and it's so tight. Cause I done changed like the leaves in the fall. Y'all done made me a promise and I'm going to get it all. It's going to be like this when I step to the mic. Cause I represent y'all that them haters don't like. Speaking truth that's raw, so hardcore. All up in the face, it's a spiritual war. It's gonna be like this when I step to the mic. Cause I represent y'all that them haters don't like. Speaking truth that's raw, so hardcore. All up in their face, it's a spiritual war. I get them open like a can of spaghetti. Coming through your town, who cares if you ain't ready? I sow this word cause I'm sowing seeds. Stiff neck, stay back as I pass like the breeze. Deep in Satan's kingdom torn asunder. Got him shaking his head and in a daze as he wonders. Where did that mighty man come from? He got to be one of them cats from the Israelite nation. When I speak, boy, it's like it thunders. Making Gentiles do double takes, I leave them plundered. My gift was given from the one above. It's Abba Yah that I love and it's him that I do trust. He taught me just how to do it right. So if you ain't repping Yah, I take the stage and I take your mic. Cause I ain't trying to hear no foolishness. Many souls to be saved, there's no time to be here. It's gonna be like this when I step to the mic. Cause I represent Yah that them haters don't like. Speaking truth that's raw, so hardcore. All up in their face, this is spiritual war. It's gonna be like this when I step to the mic. Cause I represent Yah that them haters don't like. Speaking truth that's raw, so hardcore. All up in their face, this is spiritual war. I make a man till they can't stand it. Who gives a flip? Cause I don't give a flip. Don't you understand it? I keep them bobbing in their freaking car. But when them stiff necks give ear, they understand it's about Yah. I got them hooked, now they pay attention. It's important to mention my Abba Yah and all intentions. Because my aim is to win a soul, to set you free from the chains when the devil won't let go. Greater is he that be living in me. Got me bold like a lion while the wicked man flees. What would you gain if you lose your soul? And ever since I've been serving Yah, I break the devil's strongholds. I bring the pain till I make him hurt. Send the devil all running, make him wishy bow from the first. I'm set apart from the ways of men. And when I say I'm too good, I just mean I'm too good for sin. It's gonna be like this when I step to the mic. Cause I represent Yah that them haters don't like. Speaking truth that's raw, so hardcore. All up in their face, this is spiritual war. It's gonna be like this when I step to the mic. Cause I represent Yah that them haters don't like. Speaking truth that's raw, so hardcore. All up in their face, this is spiritual war. Yeah. Another one. Yeah. Abba Yah. And another one. Yeah.
Hey, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Back from the commercial break and another one. Represent Yah, yes indeed. This is the Mighty Men of Yah. It's Mighty Men of Yah radio show on the Israelite Heritage Radio Network. Tonight's show is the spiritual warfare, having eyes to see. And the caller number for tonight's show, fam, is 319-527-6302. That's 319-527-6302. Hallelujah. So there's the calling number for you. Go ahead and ring in and let us hear your point of view. Now, before the break, we got into a good discussion, I should say, a good discussion of how, you know, spirits operate, meaning, you know, that how aware we have to be, being spiritually aware, you know, keeping ourselves prayed up, man, you know. And keeping away from self, because of course these are the shortcomings that could lead us to being succumbed to demons and fallen angels by the attributes and the influences. Now, again, just to read the scripture to break us in back into this after the break, I'm going to read James chapter 4, And I'm going to go from verses 1 to 9. Because, family, we all have to make a choice, man. You know, we got to make a choice between life and death, good and evil, truth or lie. You know, this is the choice that every one of us face daily. And this is the war that takes place in our mind. The ark, when we first started the show, we read Ephesians chapter 6. The ark, reiterated on it, because we've got to stand for truth. You know, the ark came before the break, the ark was there, you know, the ark brought it through, man. It was like, listen, hey, man, we got to make sure that we have this for our own self, you know. We can't just make sure that we're trying to just do this, doing this to please man, but we've got to make sure we're doing this for our own self to please God. So then when the ones that whom are strong, who are leading in the way, when they're, not saying no longer strong, but rather when you be child, basically, you have the capability to stand. But, let's speak now. But, many don't want to take this. Many still want to be as ignorant as they were when they first came through. Now, it's not to point a finger at anybody. No. Oh, hallelujah. But let's talk to the spirit. Because it's the spirit of bondage that keeps us from really being able to stand in spiritual warfare to our fullest. It's the spirit of seduction that keeps seducing us into ways of the flesh, into the ways of the world that we should not be even having and giving ear to. It's the spirit of slumber that keeps us blind, deaf, and dumb from receiving the truth in the fullness of it is the spirit of truth, right? You know? It's the spirit of fear that turns a man away from fearing Yah the fullest and has a man still in the fear or reverence of or the deep respect or concern for the ways of Satan rather than the way of Yah. This is the spirits that we fight against daily. There's a spirit that wants to leave, the spirit of bondage wants to bind you with fleshly things, man. It could be strife, it could be envy, it could be anger, it could be jealousy. It could be, like the ark said earlier, it could be lust. It doesn't have to be sexual lust, but it could be lust for money. It could be lust for wanting to be seen. And you now, the spirit has told you. The spirit has told you now, right? The spirit has told you, oh, see, you're nothing. Nobody likes you, right? They think that you're weak. They think that they don't appreciate you. That's the spirit speaking now, right? That's the spirit speaking. And that's how they do it. That's how they operate, right? Trying to cause distraction, trying to distract your mind. Listen to the scripture. And it says, listen, man, the fleshly minded set their mind according to the matter of the flesh. Romans chapter 8, I believe it is. The fleshly mind set their mind according to the matter of the flesh. And the mind, those of the spirit, the matters of the spirit. You see, many don't want to admit it, but these demons know who is fleshly minded and who is spiritual minded. You see, these demons ain't stupid. These fallen angels ain't stupid. They know what makes your flesh tick. They know what makes your flesh get into the zone of you staying in the flesh. And they know how to work and operate the flesh. They're even saying things like a fleshly man himself. So they know who is for Yah and who isn't. As when the brothers who saw Shaul and them doing great work back in the day. And they went to go cast out a demon in the name of Yehoshua, who Shaul proclaims. The demon said, Yehoshua, I know. Shaul, I know, but who are you? Then the man who was possessed by the demon turned on them and beat them senseless and sent them out naked and bruised. Huh? Right, so these demons know, right? The brothers couldn't cast out the demon at the boy who, the three-headed demon, that dragon demon, at the boy, right, who was seizing and fitting, right? Convulsion from the mouth or whatever have you, right? They couldn't cast them out. Yehoshua said, man, listen, because of your unbelief, but listen, also, some demons have to be cast out by fasting and prayer. So these demons know who believe and who doesn't. These demons know what you're doing when you're chilling. Listen, who do you think it feels not to read your scriptures? Who do you think it feels not to stand for righteousness? Who do you think it feels telling you that you know, oh man, you think they don't, like I say, they don't appreciate you. Oh, look at that woman, my guy, man, she's too flat to pass up. You know? Or whatever your addictions, whatever your weaknesses, or whatever your shortcomings is, what do you think that is? So let's go, James chapter 4, verses 1 to 9, because these demons know, family, these fallen angels know this is a spiritual warfare, man. We've got to have eyes to see with ourselves. And if we've got eyes to see with ourselves, then we're going to have eyes to see everything around us. You hear me? If we have eyes to see with ourselves, we're going to have eyes to see everything around us. Because what happens in ourselves happens everywhere else also. Like I say, we've been born into the spiritual warfare. You understand? So it doesn't change. Hey, Satan lies, Yah speaks truth. That's the standard. And that's the warfare that's taking place, and we've been born into it. You know? It'll change because you're some next kind of dude. No, this is how it is. You have to have a fight for the truth or you fight for the lie. Whichever one is your choice. It's in your hand. Hallelujah. So where do fighting and strivings come from among you? Do they not come from your pleasures that battle in your members? Huh? You desire and do not have. You murder and are jealous and are unable to obtain. You strive and fight. Look at this. He's listing the spirits, man. Look, so far you had murder, you had jealousy, right? You got strife, you got to do battle, right? These are attributes of demons, family. And you do not possess because you do not ask. So it's prideful. Look at that. You ask and do not receive because you ask evilly in order to spend it on your own pleasures. Selfish. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with Yah? Huh? Friendship with the world is enmity with Yah. So the friendship with the world is enmity with Yah. Siding with the God of this world and the God of this age is enmity with Yah. So siding with unrighteousness, siding with folly and allowing folly to exist within you, allowing demons to rule you is enmity towards Yah. You see? It's enmity towards Yah. If we allow demons to rule over us, it's enmity towards Yah. Because these demons are enemies to Yah, and you're gonna listen to a demon over the voice of Yah. It's honor. Whoever therefore intends to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of Yah. Or do you think that the scripture speaks to no purpose? Does the spirit which dwells in us intensely craving to envy? But he gives his greater favor. Because of this he says, Yah resists the proud, but gives favor to the humble. So then, subject yourselves to Yah, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. And how do we resist the devil? With truth, with Yah's laws and commandments. Right? Why do you think Yehoshua said, endure to the end? You got to protect your very mind, your very being to the end, family. By protecting your mind, you protect everything that comes out of you from the mouth and from your actions. So you'll continually do righteousness. This is where the fight is. But many turn a blind eye to that because these demons have been deceived with the teaching of the demons, thinking it's okay to do such. No, it's not. It's not okay because this is what we're going to be judged according to. Did you do law? Was you patient? Did you did you consider the evil? Did you envy? Right? Did you maintain the spirit of joy? Did you bring shalom? Did you bring right ruling? Did you bring reproof? Did you bring humility? Did you bring trustworthiness? Did you bring goodness? We're going to be just according to this, family. Hallelujah. There's no escaping it. All right, check this out. Draw near to Yah, and he shall draw near to you. Cleanse hands, sinners, and cleanse the hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to dejection. All right, hallelujah. So there you have it, man. Hey, there you have it right there, man. Where the fire and strife come from, they come from within. And we're all aware of this, man. How many times in a day, you just feel low? You know what I'm saying? You just feel low, like, boy, man, today I feel low today, man. Like, a heaviness on my chest, a heaviness on my mind. A spiritual warfare like this. How many times would you know you meant to do just something that Yah ruled you to do? You know, maybe you meant to read some scripture, maybe you meant to study, maybe you meant to do some history research or something, or maybe you meant to go hand out a DVD, maybe you meant to do some good for a brother or good to a brother, right? But you just don't get around to doing it for whatever reason, right? And you know Yah's called to do it, but you haven't done it because spiritual warfare took place. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So that's why I've got to be able to discern between righteous and unrighteousness by using Yah's laws and commandments. That's why we've got to be like Messiah. Messiah, they listen to them, they told them to shut up, right? He rebuked them, right? He fought against them with the truth. So where do we, what do we do? And how are we doing that? Hey, hallelujah. Say, Yah, keep what you got to bring, huh? Hallelujah.
Yeah, okay, hallelujah, man. Man, so it sounds like to me you are telling us that we have to be clean, that we have to do things of righteousness, right?
Okay.
So what are some of those examples? Give me some examples of what to do and what not to do, because I'm sitting here taking a look here at a chapter and verse in Romans. And I just want to hear from you as far as what are some of those examples, Arch, that you believe that we ought to be doing if we're going to be righteous warriors, if we're going to be strong warriors in the spiritual warfare.
You know, whenever
Satan comes to sift us like wheat, what is going to be our downfall, and what will be our strength, Arch?
Hallelujah. Let's look at something, God. Let's look at an example of King David and Shaul, man. Hey, hallelujah, let's look at that. And then we'll use that example and we'll turn it to ourselves, hallelujah. An enemy's coming against King David, man. He's a righteous man of Yah, hallelujah. Enemy's coming against King David, man. And, you know, Yah wants us to, you know, love our neighbor as ourselves, man, hallelujah. But also, Yah wants us to look at his character, you know, see how he deals with us so that we do the same with others, hallelujah. So then here comes Shaul coming against David. You know, here comes David and Shaul coming against David. And David could have plenty of opportunities to kill Shaul, right? He could have killed him a long time ago, man. But David knew that Shaul was an anointed of Yah. And still, what did he do? He forgave his brother. You see what I'm saying? He forgave his brother, man. He went to his brother's face and said, what's the beef? In other words, you know, I've got nothing with you, man. Hey, Shmin, you were cool, man. Why do you listen to the voice of men? Right? Even when his brothers were around him, his mighty men were around him, said, hey, man, now is your chance. Take him out. He even dispersed them with words and said, hey, man, listen, man, I can't strike the anointed of Yah. Right? So, this is it. Being forgiven is one example. Showing that compassion, having that understanding, to understand that someone's not in their right mind. They're like Shaul in his right mind, man. He understood that, and he didn't return the evil to evil. You see what I'm saying? He didn't return the evil to evil, man. He showed love and crushed the hate. He showed good and crushed the evil. You see, this is righteousness, man. He gave the laws of Yah. Like the law in the law of Yah, you know, it says basically about, you know, if you see your enemy's donkey, or, you know, there's any enemy's, you know, is a bull, whatever have you, an animal under a burden or strain, free it, man. Help it. Or if it's lost by the way, help him return it. Return it back to your neighbor, man. Return it back to your enemy. So this is the kind of compassion that Yah says to have, man. Like this is how it is. This is how we have to operate. Because there's a time for peace and there's a time for war. Hallelujah. David was a man of war, of course. His hands were bloody. In fact, there's as much so that Yah said, listen, I can't build the temple with your hands, man, because there's much blood on your hands. But still, this is a man of Yah's own heart. But when it came to the anointed of Yah, he was like, nah, I can't touch that, man. Hey, you know, listen, you're called by Yah. I'm going to do according to what thus says the Master Yah. You see? But when it came to those of, you know, the nations or anyone else that, you know, was coming against them, the anointed, the people of Yah, that was it. He suffered righteousness, man. He went to battle like Goliath. You know, he showed his belief in Yah by not being fearful. Another example of being righteous, you know. Another example of standing for truth, man. Hallelujah. He showed his example of standing in righteousness by believing in what thus says the Father Yah. You see, knowing that Yah is all power, knowing that Yah is with him, he stood for when it came down to stand for the truth. When it came out as protecting your people, protecting the flock, he stood up and did what he had to do. You see? He didn't fear, he didn't waver. He took out his slingshot, you know? He picked a smooth stone, and that's it, went to war. So that we understood that, hey man, Yah is the guide of all things. You understand? Yah is the one that's in behind him. Yah is the one that, Yah is the power of his life. In fact, he said in Psalm 27 that Yah is the strength of his life. Of whom should he be afraid? You know? So this is it. That's his example, man, of like, hey, you're sticking in righteousness, man. Remembering to have been through that compassion. You know, the brother's not in the right mind, the sister's not in the right mind, the elder, you know, not in the right mind, you know, your children not in the right mind. And you know that they stand for righteousness normally, but not in the right mind. Hey, bear with them. Hallelujah. Lift up prayer. Right? There's no point of us going to slander and, oh, see this and that. Everybody, look, everybody. That ain't going to do nothing. In fact, that's going to call more demons to come upon them. You see? You see what I'm saying? That can open for them up for more attack. You see what I'm saying? But you have to go to that brother, man. You have to go to them, man. I'm like, hey, man, you need to do that. Is there anyone want to see you because they might be being attacked by you? Then just pray for them, man. Pray for them. You see what I'm saying? Pray for them. As simple as that. You know? So it's really being able to control self to be able to show that compassion, to show that love, so we're able to be able to overcome self. Because self wants to do vengeance. Self wants to do hate. Self wants to do battle. You see what I'm saying? Self wants to side with the demons. But Yah has Yah's way, Yah's order, and Yah's way of operating and functioning is completely different to what, you know, yourself wants, man. It's set apart. Yah's way is set apart. Self is, you know, just defiled and is polluted. You know, and it will only lead to the way of death. Even though you may look right in your own eyes, but only lead to the way of death, man. So that's what we do. You know, we pray for one another, man. Hallelujah. You know, we go to one another. We lift up one another. You know, encourage. You know, this is what we do. These are the attributes of righteousness, man. We, you know, we show that love for one another, man. Hey, hallelujah. We bear one another. We defend one another. You see what I'm saying? Standing for the truth. We defend one another like that. I say that we defended Israel, man. We defend one another. Righteously,
right.
You see,
right.
And that's how we ought to be. Because if we can't defend Israel, then how are we gonna? And Israel meant to be, you know, of Yah's people. Then how are we gonna defend? How are we gonna stand for truth? It doesn't make any sense to call one without the other. You see, we're not gonna turn on our brother, man. No matter what happens, we can't turn on our brother. This is it, man. This is Israel. The world turn on one another. The world goes, oh, well, I'm going to get you because of this. I don't like you because of this. Listen, man. This is why I've got really how to handle these things, man. But the world say, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to expose, I'm going to do all this, I'm going to make a who far, right? Now, unrighteous Israel do that. You know, when it came to, you know, Barabbas, when it came to the men, Dathan and them in the wilderness, or they gather a crowd together, they gather an assembly, and then they come to the one who they want to try to attack. That's unrighteous Israel. But righteous Israel take the hits. Yeah, we took the hits. Yehoshua the Messiah took the hits. Shaul took the hits. Though they may have righteously given words of reproof and righteously said righteous discernment among the brothers, like Shaul said to the Galatians, all you sons of the Galatians, who has put you under a spell? Ain't nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, they took the hit. Stephanus got bolted above his faces. Listen here. You're the one who killed Messiah, right? They stopped the ears up. Nah, right? But then right. They took the hits. They took the hits. Master, hold the sin against them. And receive my spirit. Yehoshua the Messiah, Father, forgive them for what they do, for they know not what they do. Shaul was endangered by false brothering, right? Stoned, thrown out of congregations. You know what I'm saying? These brothers took the hits because this is the Torah of Messiah, man. He was received opposition against sinners and bore the sin of our sin. And became a reproach to take away, you know, to take away our reproach, take away our sin. Hallelujah. As a one eternal offering, a one eternal sacrifice, so that we should get it back. So this is our example, who we are to look to, Yehoshua the Messiah. There's no way we can say we're Israelite men or Israelite woman or Israelite altogether if we do not match the example of Yehoshua the Messiah. If your actions, your words, your thoughts do not show the sacrifice Yehoshua showed, you are not of Yah. Failing in spiritual warfare, and you do not have the eyes to see nor the ears to hear. You see? And that is a fact. Because if we're going to have the spiritual, we're going to stand in spiritual warfare, then if I say, me or your Ben Yisrael, say that I'm going to stand in spiritual warfare, then you, everybody else, should be able to see Messiah and should be able to land on my testimony to what Yehoshua the Messiah did. If you can't, there's a problem there. But me, myself, should be able to line up to what Yehoshua the Messiah did. If I can't, there's a problem there. And then I'm going by another example and by another way, and I'm leading myself astray. You see? So this is our example of righteousness. The question asked me, this is how we do this. We look to Yehoshua's example, of course, as ultimate example, to see what righteousness we should be doing. How did Yehoshua handle the Pharisees? Yes, sometimes it got in their faces. Sometimes he drew on the ground. And then he warned his brothers, right? Hey, man, beware of the leaving of the Pharisees. Right? You know? And when the brothers was in sin, when the woman was in sin, sorry, what did he do? Hey, go sin no more. He was forgiving. He didn't broadcast it. No way. But he said, hey, man, where are your persecutors? He was about sin, cast the first stone. He taught righteousness. Fought for righteousness, stood in righteousness, the true definition of boldness, man, at all costs, and even gave his life for righteousness. Hallelujah. So what you got? The show's almost finished.
Right, yeah, I'm like, okay, that is some answer for that question. Hey, hallelujah, man, we'll take it, and hopefully it's blessed someone out there in Radio Land. And we're talking about spiritual warfare, having eyes to see. Again, we got about eight and a half minutes to go. But if you still want to call in and talk to us, phone number is 319-527-6302. I want to read the script. I know you said a lot, about just loving your brother. I mean, that's basically what I heard. Loving your brother, have compassion for your brother, and this sort of thing, and just doing as what Yahushua would have done for his brother.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So, and I do intently believe and know that this is part of our spiritual warfare. Uh-huh. And we saw it there as part of our armor. Spiritual armor that God commanded us to bear, the belt of truth, buried around our waist.
Okay.
And the breastplate of righteousness. We also saw in our fruits of the Spirit, right? The first one that we read there in Galatians 5 is love, joy, and peace, and patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, self-control, and trustworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta be on watch. We gotta be on watch for the unclean things. We gotta be on watch for the wicked things, and we gotta be able to determine in Scripture when those things are upon us.
Yep.
Okay. Because if we don't, then we can easily be overcome. Mm-hmm. That's in any situation, whether you. Any situation.
Okay.
So we have to live our daily lives according to the Scripture. That's how you become a warrior in the spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You cannot go against the commands. Yeah, those commands are not done away with. They are our strength and our power, right? Along with the faith in Yahushua, we got to keep the commandments of Yah, right? So so says Revelation is what, 14:12.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah for that.
Hallelujah.
I just want to read this script real quick. And also, we do have a call on the line, so I'm going to read this script real fast. We'll go ahead and bring him in real quick, and we'll close out the show. All right. Let me read this. It says, out of Romans, get that pulled back up here. Okay. Kind of lost in place here. Just clicking around and got mixed up. It's all right, man. You know, it's all right.
Hey, I want to say something while I find that script, man. Because you mentioned the fruits of the spirit, man. And, you know, family, as discernment, it's like this, man. Whenever you see anything opposite to, for example, we're meant to stay in the fruits of the spirit. We know this. Listen to what's being said. The fruit of the spirit, true spirit, Yah spirit, spirit of truth, right? Hallelujah. So we're claiming to be led by the Ruach, led by the spirit of truth. Then these attributes should follow us likewise, right? Yah don't lie now. All right. Hallelujah. So whenever you find yourself as a servant of Yah, operating on not under these fruits, man, and you, for example, you know, one day you may feel angered, man, like, again, you know, you're meant to be goodness or, you know, joy or whatever have you, and you feel like your joy is being taken away. That's spiritual warfare. Understand that, family. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're meant to be of love, meant to be patient, but then you find yourself being impatient and just, man, oh, gosh, burning up. Listen, I'm not now. For when now, when you burn up for righteousness, when you hate unrighteousness, that's fine. That's cool. That's all good and dandy. But I mean, like, you know what you're talking about. You know, hey, man, you know, when you find yourself having to, when coming out from the fruit of the spirit, man, you face the spiritual warfare, family. Because if the fruit of the spirit produces these, then whenever you come out from that, then guess what? There's a spirit that's taking you away from them. If the spirit of Yah gives you them attributes, then what spirit's coming against to take away those attributes? Guess what? Spiritual warfare. All right. Got that. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this real quick. We're running out of time, but we'll probably roll over to the archives for a little bit of time. Make sure we get everything down. Hallelujah. Romans 13, 12, 14. Mm-hmm. The night is almost gone, and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness. And put on the armor of light.
Oh, boy. There you go.
Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness and in sexual promiscuity and sexuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Messiah, Yahushua, and make no provision for the flesh in regards to its lusts.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for that, man. Hallelujah. So,
hallelujah.
I'm not going to give my account on that. We're going to go ahead and bring in the caller, but hopefully that blessed someone out there.
Yeah.
Go ahead and bring him in. Who we got on the line?
Yeah. Hey, yo, shalom, man. What up, though? What's the deal?
Shalom. Sound like Boaz on the line. What's happening?
Hey, first off, man, I think this show is copyright infringement, man. You know, it's one spiritual warfare show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I'm too comfortable with the topic tonight, you know. I'm just saying, man, copyright infringement, man. You know, like, I mean, just taking the name and everything, man. I don't know, man.
Y'all not Johnson.
Ain't nobody Johnson over there, man. Y'all the Boltons over there. You know, cut it out, man. You know what I'm saying? But yo, it is definitely a timely topic, man. You know, as we are definitely within spiritual warfare, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot going on. It's a lot happening. And I'm just praying that the fans have eyes to see the entire battlefield. You know what I mean? But definitely a strong topic, man. Just wanted to come in and, you know, rattle y'all's cage a little bit, message y'all a little bit. You know what I'm saying? As y'all give another strong topic, another strong show, man.
Yes, hey, I appreciate it, but you got your own show. And, you know, don't come over here harassing us. So.
Hey, man, I got to do it, man.
I'm just kidding,
hey,
man. We welcome your call anytime.
Copyright infringement. Copyright infringement, man.
Okay.
I got to call up, man. Spiritual warfare, what?
Had to do it. All right. Y'all bless, man. We'll be in touch.
Y'all bless.
All right.
Oh, man. Hallelujah.
Hey, we got 30 seconds left in the show. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. It's been a great show. So I'm just going to close out by saying, hey, fight the good fight. Put on the whole armor of Yah and stay within Yah's righteous laws, statutes, and commandments. Hallelujah.
So
you are.
Matthew 5:48. Therefore, be perfect as your Father in the heaven is perfect. Y'all bless, fam. Shalom, shalom.
Y'all bless. Shalom, shalom.